This is Senator Al Simpson. There are currently four remarkable living former presidents in the United States, a most unique circumstance. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, and Jimmy Carter, all former presidents, and all are healthy, vigorous, and active in world affairs. Ted, the United States has a rare opportunity to learn and benefit from the hard-earned wisdom of these men. As former presidents, these highly skilled men are able to view our policy efforts, both domestic and foreign, in a unique and advantageous way, because they have been there, and because now they are largely removed from the awesome pressure and the stilted confines of public office, free from the special interest groups and free to speak out without thinking of that next re-election. Ted, won't you join me, and instead of criticizing and cajoling some of those men, let's support and hear out thoughtful former presidents. They can play a very key role in the effective governing of this country. Ready to use them?
Al, it all depends on the ex-president's abilities and interest in further public service. Even you have to admit, President Reagan raised some eyebrows with the multi-million-dollar fees from his recent visit to Japan. President Carter gets well-deserved high marks for his recent service to the country, especially in foreign policy. As the leader of the observer team in Panama earlier this year, he blew the whistle on General Noriega's flagrant attempt to steal the election. President Carter will be monitoring the elections in Nicaragua next February. He's also trying to mediate a settlement in the civil war in Ethiopia. For all these achievements, Time magazine recently called him the best ex-president since Herbert Hoover. The all-time record, though, is held by a Massachusetts president, John Quincy Adams. Defeated for re-election in the 19th century, he served 17 years in the House of Representatives and became chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. No ex-president served the country better. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.